Melburnians have been told it'll be mandatory to wear face masks when going out in public from this Thursday as the city struggles to deal with a burgeoning number of new COVID-19 outbreaks, notably in aged care facilities. Most Victorian school students will also return to remote learning today after an extended mid-year break. Health authorities in New South Wales, meanwhile, have issued an urgent warning for people who visited the Batemans Bay Soldiers Club last week to immediately get a COVID-19 test. 8 confirmed cases have now been linked to that club. Despite pledging to keep New South Wales open for business, the state government is now advising all residents to wear face masks and avoid public transport and social gatherings where possible. The federal government will continue to back unsecured loans for small businesses for another 9 months. It's also expanding the scheme to offer similar guarantees for loans of up to $1 million for small and medium-sized businesses wanting to expand or adapt during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Commonwealth has already guaranteed 50% of new unsecured loans for more than 15,000 businesses. And an Aboriginal community near Uluru says it has support to close the tourist destination if interstate flights resume at the nearby airport. The Mutajulu Community Aboriginal Corporation says restarting direct flights from Victoria and New South Wales to Ayers Rock Airport next month would pose an unacceptable health risk to local residents.